Welcome back to Everyday Health Hacker with Dr. Lisa Leal, sponsored by Meridian Health Institute, Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. And today we're going to continue our conversation about osteoporosis and what you can do now and today in order to help keep your bones strong with strength. So we want to really avoid the bisphosphonates, as we've been talking about these last couple of sessions on our playlist. The dangers of bisphosphonates is, you know, really maintaining your dental health and how we look at that from the whole body. So stay tuned, and we hope that you will subscribe.
Welcome, buddy, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, and this nice young lady next to me is Dr. Lisa Leal.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I am living the dream, girl. Tell you what, having a good day. You know, folks, our goal is to provide you with the information you need to make informed health decisions. Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. And boy, is she smart. I'll tell you what. And we're going to talk about osteoporosis. This is like episode 3 of 3. Hopefully, we might be able to get through it. Let's see if we can do that.
Well, we love all the great questions that we're getting out there, so we really appreciate the comments.
But the main thing is, it's not good. You don't want to have it. And how can we keep from getting it?
Well, you know, the main thing, as I always share with people, is like with osteoporosis, you need to start now. Wherever you are in life, start now. If you're one of those young 20, 30-year-olds and you're already working out, lifting some weights, you are on target to help prevent ever having to take a medication. Now, if you're in your 50s and 60s and you've already had a bone density test and they're stating that you have osteopenia, and osteopenia means that there is some thinning of the bone. Okay. Osteoporosis says that there is significant thinning of the bone. So what do we do to help get our bones strong?
Wait a minute. Now, do they have a separate test for this?
Yes, that's called a DEXA scan.
Do they test just women or guys?
They test both. Okay, I at least test both.
You have to ask for it.
A lot of people, if your doctor doesn't recommend it during your physical, that's one of the things that you should ask for. Most women will get a DEXA scan every 2 years along with their mammogram, which I recommend every year, not every 2 years. And I actually recommend, like, if there is a concern, if people are taking different medications, whether it's cholesterol, whether it's whatever medication, you might want to have that DEXA scan more often, and especially if you have any loose teeth or some gum tissue incidences with your dentist, get a DEXA scan. Let's take a look at your bone health.
Okay, but I've had physicals for years until I met you, and then I've never had anyone say, "Well, how would you like a bone density scan?" Never had anybody ask that. But first, when I went to you, you went, "You need to get this done." I was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things where, you know, when a patient comes in and they're new, you know, we're going to ask them, you know, did you have a colonoscopy at the age of 40, 45? Is there any colon cancer in your family? Because, you know, just as a reminder, if there's colon cancer in the family, you want to do it 10 years younger than when that person was diagnosed.
Okay.
It's just very tragic and something that we can absolutely avoid and mitigate circumstances if we can get a colonoscopy early in life. There's also Cologuard for those who have already had a colonoscopy and they're like, you know, everything's been fine, I just want to check. We can absolutely order a Cologuard, and that's biomarkers. And you've heard us talk about biomarker testing. A lot of times when people are diagnosed with breast cancer, they'll look at biomarkers to see what types of treatment that they will need in their chemotherapy. But the whole idea for us is to avoid all of these things. And that's part of the prevention. And that's why I ask everybody, it's like, let's do your mammogram. Let's do a DEXA scan to see where your bone health is. Because maybe they are having some thinning, or they're just, maybe, you know, there's some people that are gaining weight and there's other people who are not able to maintain their weight. And both can have harm to their bones. So this is getting them on a fresher, cleaner diet. I always encourage the anti-inflammatory nutritional plan. That's what I do, which is at low carbs. And when I say low carbs, 25 grams. And I always start, patients on 50 grams or maybe even 100, depending on where they're starting. I've had patients that are at 400 grams of carbs a day. And, you know, that these are people that are having McDonald's and any other type. And I just say that out loud because that's just one that everybody knows. But I'm talking about fast foods in general are very high carb contents, and your body cannot be sustained with it. So those are just some of the nutritional guidelines that I'll give each patient. And we try to, you know, a lot of times I'll have patients, you know, just like every 2 to 3 days, please just keep a diary of what you're eating and we'll break it down. Now, some of them will use a MyFitPal. Some of them will use a carb manager. That's what I like. And then with the things that they think are really healthy, we'll help break it down and then find an alternative that you like. Because you have to find a nutritional plan that you like so that way you stay on it.
Yeah, it's tough because then otherwise it's like, I'm on a diet. And
yeah, I don't believe in diets.
And then I don't believe, and then it's like you're miserable. And then you go to somebody like you and you go, you'll never stay. You'll never be happy. Life's not worth it. Let me show you this. And then right. It's like, I can do that. I can, and I won't even be miserable.
Right. And, a lot of patients were like, but I love pancakes in the morning. I'm like, what about doing French toast? You know, because there's this bread that's called zero. It is 1 gram of carb. But hey, you know, it really is pretty close to zero. So that's a good choice. And honestly, it tastes really good with egg on top to make your French toast. And you know what? There is syrup that is no carb.
Right.
So it tastes a little bit different. But I have to say, the strawberry, and you can also use monk fruit. There's a lot of different choices that you can do.
Yeah, and it works. And then after about a week, you get really used to it, and you go, I'm okay. And then I'll start feeling better. And then you go, okay, I'm very okay.
Yes.
And then it works. But, you know, the whole point is you don't have to carb loading, and all these guys are like, I'm going to eat all these carbs. Well, no, you really don't.
Yeah.
And it just fills you up.
And there are some body types that need carb loading. You know, I was talking to, when I say Miss Fitness, she is Miss World USA in fitness. And she is amazing. And we talk about carb loading a lot because our body types do require a carb load. Mm-hmm. But my carb load is very different than her carb load. I do a 50 gram carb load. And I do that, honestly, not very often. It's about an every 3 week cycle. Mm-hmm. She does 150 every 3 weeks. But you know what? She is Miss World Fitness USA.
Yeah.
She knows what she's talking about. And if anybody ever wants to be coached by her, she also does video coaching. She is wonderful. And her name is Miss Karen Walters. So I enjoy that I get to talk to a lot of different people that are at different levels of fitness and extreme fitness, from your NFL players to all of these things that they do to help see where they are and how they get there. And that goes back to like osteoporosis. You know, a lot of And what reminds me of this is the mm-hmm. NFL player who has broken this and broken that while playing in their career. And, you know, a lot of people will get osteoarthritis and, you know, osteoporosis on top of that can be very detrimental and very painful. So we want to avoid that. And that is having high calcium. And when I say calcium, if you're not taking natural hormone replacement, then you'll probably want 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium. And there's two types. There's a citrate and there's a caltrate. One you have with food and one you don't. So have the knowledge to find out which one you need to do, or ask your doctor. And if they don't know, that might be okay to Google it, or just give us a call or send me a note and I'll share with you which one is a good one. Vitamin D2 with K is awesome. That's a better way of absorbing it in your body. A natural hormone replacement. You know, women need testosterone too, and that helps us with our bones and our muscle strength, just as men also need to monitor their testosterone levels as well.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And you'll notice that she doesn't necessarily like people Googling medical stuff.
Yeah, that's
because
correct.
They usually screw it up. And the same thing, like when I would do auto repair, people would Google stuff and then they would screw it up and I'd have to go and undo it.
Yes.
Let me undo this first and then I'll find out what's really wrong. And it's the same way when it comes to medical. You have to undo it.
It is. And I've, I know there's a lot of these teledocs that you can call if you don't have a relationship. And I'm always going to encourage everybody to have a relationship with your healthcare professionals, mm-hmm. your dentist, your primary care physicians, whatever specialists that you have a relationship, because video medicine is very different than having that relationship. Now, once you've established that relationship, sure, do a video call, get what you need, have the education that you need if you're comfortable doing that. And I always encourage that when you have that relationship, if there is an emergency, what's beautiful is that the doctor really knows you. And so when that family member calls, we can get things situated. You know, recently we had an emergency with a patient's family member, and they were like, you know, their doctor's not returning any calls. I thought I could call you. Absolutely. You can call me and I'll help direct. And sometimes I'll have to advocate there in the hospital for that family, because not everybody knows the language that some of the doctors speak. Some of them, I'm like, can you just make that a little simpler for the family to understand. Okay, well, I'll do that for you. Not a problem. But we're here to advocate, and that's why we want to be a resource for your medical and dental needs for both you and your family and friends.
You can also tell the doctors or that you don't want to have my primary care physician call you. I promise you don't want her to hunt you down.
Yes,
yeah, so she will.
There's been a few that have. It's not a wrath. It's just an opportunity to have a learning opportunity.
It's a
learning opportunity.
It's a wrath.
It's a learning opportunity.
She lies. It's a wrath.
So going back to osteoporosis, some of the things you can do today is make sure that you're getting your cardiovascular, which, you know, when I say walking 30 to 40 minutes a day, I preferably prefer 40, because studies show that 40 minutes four times a week for women will help you maintain your body weight. So gosh darn it, that doesn't sound too nice. So add some weightlifting to that. It doesn't need to be heavy weights. It can be a light weight vest. A lot of people ask me, where do you get those? I found them at on Academy. I found them on Amazon. 5 to 7 pounds, a backpack is fine. Or just have your hand weights. Some women have asked about ankle weights on their legs. And however, you know, while that might be good for some, it's not good for everyone. So just kind of keep that in mind and take your vitamin D and your calcium. Okay. That's a good start.
Exercise our bones.
Exercise your bones.
That's it. And people think you can't do that, but you really can.
Yes. And then you can ask your doctor about health care and your hormones, because those are important too.
Don't be a stranger. Also, don't be a stranger here. You can always email us info@everydayhealthhacker.com. Be glad to answer it. And this nice young lady here will actually be the one answering it. How about that?
We look forward to your comments and questions. Have a blessed day.
Have a great one.